It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation, so call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only,
I mean, could you imagine a twin?
Paul Lavoie.
And welcome to Speak Out. It's Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Normally we'll start sound advice with Brian Springberg at this time, but Brian is late. You know what that means. I'll call him the late Brian Springberg today. No, he actually has a doctor's note, so he kind of texted. He texted the mothership and myself, so he like made sure that we knew when he would make his grand appearance, which is here in about 15, 20 minutes. Oh, no, at about 11:15, 11:20-ish. He'll be in the studio. So we already have a phone call. All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, you know, can I take a minute since you have one to talk about this cool idea Kim Cool has put together?
Actually, I had a whole bunch of announcements to get to, but you have 1 minute, Mr. Tuneforce.
Okay, I'll take 1 minute here and tell you that Kim Cool, who runs the Senior Nutrition Center in Bullhead City, has put together a cool idea as a fundraiser for the Senior Citizen Center. Mm-hmm. Of building a cookbook, and there's a nice form out there. It's also available on the City of Bullhead City webpage. But you can send in a recipe, it'll get printed in the book, and you can also buy a book when they go to print. But what a cool idea for all of our citizens to send in a recipe, share them with everybody in a nice book, and a fundraiser for our Senior Nutrition Center.
Larry, I got two questions for you. I want you to track down, who was in the Bravo costume when they shot the picture in the kitchen? That's number one. Number two, are you going to enter your world-famous Tuesday tuna tacos?
Well, very possible with the tacos. And I don't know who was Bravo that particular day, but nine times out of ten, it's young Zane Glidhill, a young man who is a sophomore at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center.
Wow, look at you, the big brain on tuna. Nice. All right.
Yes, and he's a great kid. He's also in Jesse Sessions' Key Club.
Right.
And he's also, I think he is in the, I had him on the air last month.
Uh-huh.
He's also the sophomore class, he's in the student council. I think he's also the treasurer for the student council. And he's also up for the Youth Wonder Award for the Community Achievement Awards.
All right, well, back to the cookbook. Can people get more information on the Chamber website? Because you're like Mr. Everything Chamber in Bullhead City.
They get it on the city website.
Oh, okay. Bullheadcity.com, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'll find Google Bullhead City or City of Bullhead City and they'll find it.
Or call 763-9400 and ask for Kim Cool.
Perfect. Yeah, Kim's great to deal with, too.
Yeah, you and I have known Kim for a long time, haven't we?
I actually worked with Kim at Murphy back in 05, 06, probably till 2008, 2009. Yeah.
Yes, and I actually bought advertising from her for my wife's chiropractic business in those days. So, yeah, Kim's been around the community for a long time. Her husband's always at her right-hand
side. Right.
And the two of them are doing great things together at the Senior Nutrition Center now. It's kind of like a senior campus, they call it.
All right, perfect. Appreciate
it. Super.
Thanks, Larry.
Have a super day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Great information there from Mr. Toon Force. And guess who just walked in early? I just announced that I had a bunch of announcements to make. And
you just announced you had some announcements
to make? I just announced the announcements. And in walks the financial guru, Brian Springberg. Do you need a minute, Brian?
Never.
Oh, okay, because I had some announcements I need to go over. You ever hear of this haunted home tour? That's what they're calling it now. It's not a haunted house anymore, but do you know where the big green house is? In Needles.
I know of it, yep.
You come right off of Needles Highway, you're going to turn onto Highway 95.
Yep.
And you can either go straight to the boat launch, or you can make a left and go to Bullhead City. Well, that big green house every year, which is owned by Dr. Padgett now in Needles, he and his wife, they have a haunted house.
Cool.
It's like a $10 entry. Well, they're calling it a haunted home tour now. And I can tell you, I've been through the first year they had it in the basement, and then years later they allowed people in the upstairs portions as well. It was an old boarding house in the 20s and 30s from what I understand.
Cool.
So this is going on Friday and Saturday, the 22nd, 23rd, and then the weekend of Halloween, the 29th and 30th. So that's Friday and Saturday. Me and some friends are going to get together on the 30th and meet down there and then have dinner afterwards. But it's $10 per person. Proceeds go to the Needles Chamber of Commerce, and it won't disappoint you. You walk in one room, Brian.
Yes.
There's an operating table. Somebody's on it, and a group of surgeons dressed as like killer clowns are operating. And then they chase you out of the room. And then once you get out of the house, if I remember right, somebody chases you with a chainsaw.
That's how you do it.
It's pretty scary, man. I get scared. Stuff like that. And then my one friend, he's behind me, and he does a boo type thing to you every, you know.
Come on, man.
Through the whole tour. So that freaks me out. But then he and his wife, we just have a lot of fun doing it. So
right on.
Old bandmates from a band way gone by. So
what was the name of the band?
Not For Sale.
Not For Sale.
Yeah.
K-N-O-T?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Not For Sale.
Got
like, you know.
No, I understand.
We're not for sale.
Means. You're not under the thumb of the man. You're your own person.
One of the funnier band names that I've been in. My favorite was 2 40s and a fifth.
2 40s and a fifth. Got it.
Because two of us were 40 and the other guy was 50 something.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, on the sports action, Tampa Bay at Philadelphia tonight at 5 on the sports station, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. Tomorrow night, believe it or not, Steve is going to let me ride with him down to Phoenix, and we're going to call the game between the Havasu Fighting Knights and the Washington High School Rams.
Oh.
That's a 7 o'clock kickoff on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com only. So, you know, the Fighting Knights are 2-2 right now. They just won a big road game Glendale Union. They were playing Buckeye Union.
Big school.
I think it was 34-19, if I remember right.
Going down to the big city, and they're serving notice.
Taking some names, you bet. And they have the golden shovel, so you got to give them some street cred there.
Absolutely.
Right? So, anyway, just installed the Fire Stick. No more Sudden Link in the studio, so now we can watch whatever we want.
I was just going to say, whatever it is your heart's desire.
That's Fubo TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beyond me.
Oh, man, you can get tons of sports on there. So, anyway, go ahead.
So, market's up handsomely today. Currently, Dow Industrial's up 531 points, the S&P up 72. As a percentage, S&P up 1.65%. Which is a big number.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, you know, where the Dow is now, all the way back up to 34.9, just about 600 points or, you know, meager percentages, 2% or a little bit less than 2% from its all-time highs. So the market definitely sending good signals again after having a little bit of downward volatility as of late. And so certainly hard to read, and what they're aware of that we're not aware of, or what they think is going to happen, that all gets factored in into where it's at. And news is obviously positive enough to where we're seeing some real nice traction in the markets. And today what I thought I'd do, and it just top of mind for me, because yesterday I gave a presentation to a group of business people about retirement plans and investing, and it was just a great opportunity, because in that format, people who may already have a financial advisor but don't necessarily feel comfortable asking questions or embarrassed to ask questions that they think they should know, and people who don't know and want to know, it was just an opportunity in a format that I think sharing some good lessons about investing and how things work was incredibly helpful. And so I thought, you know, I should be sharing those things at times with listeners as well. And so I thought I'd take you through some of these exercises. I've probably done this a couple of times on the show. Do you remember it? Probably not. I mean, if I've done it a couple of times, well, I've been doing the show for whatever, 15 years. So if you happen to be listening that day, maybe you'll remember. But there's a couple of lessons that we try to impart, especially for those people trying to accrue wealth. Make that nest egg. Get that money together so that someday it's utilized to help increase income for somebody. So it's not just Social Security that you're relying upon. So the example is an example, and it's from a very, very respected and venerable pamphlet, I guess. Talks about time, not timing, is what matters the most. It talks about Louis the Loser. See, Louis is a loser, and we know that because he picks the worst day every single year to invest his money. Well, if you are astute to the show, you know the worst day to invest in the market in a given year is the market high. When the news is great and it's at its high, well, you're paying the most for the shares you're buying. Well, he did that 20 years in a row from May of 01 through through 2001 through last year, 2020. 20 years in a row, 10 grand a year. So over that period of time, obviously 10 grand a year for 20 years is 200 grand. If he invested on the worst day every single year for the last 20 years, which, by the way, includes the second and third worst markets in history, he would have still averaged 8.29% over that period of time. Now, this is in a specific large American mutual fund. I'm not going to name names, but it's a pretty standard large cap U.S. stock fund.
Yeah, 8% return. Still not bad.
8.29. So 200 grand grew to 494,655. And it wasn't 200 grand at once. It was 10 grand a year.
Sure.
For 20 years accruing. The reason why he feels like a loser is he knows he could have done better, but it's not as staggering as you might have otherwise thought. Here's what I mean. So if he instead was, Willie the Winner, and he had invested on the best day every single year for 20 years, meaning the market low, the worst day of the market when share prices cost the least, 10 grand a year for 20 years, investing the same 200,000, his average rate of return would have been 10.39%, a difference of 2.1% on average. And instead of 494,000 and change, he would have had 632,000 and change. So, obviously, an appreciable difference, about $138,000. But in my mind, the best versus the worst day over 20 years at 10 grand a year only amounted to $138,000 difference? Well, that's, money.
Over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Yeah, that's not as right. staggering as you might have thought.
Right.
And the lesson here is that obviously in the perfect world, we all invest at the, on the, you know, the perfect day, not going to happen. The key was that he did it and didn't concern himself about interest rates and who's president and inflation and fill in the blank. There's always been reasons not to invest. Way worse than it is now, by the way. I hearken back to, you know, you just go back in time and you think, was it a little bit worse maybe in, I don't know, the early 70s when Nixon resigned and there were lines for gas a mile long because of the oil embargo, Vietnam War, and the country was, you know, seriously split along all at the same time. Or you go back into the 60s, you know, President Kennedy assassinated. You know, you had the Bay of Pigs, like the threat of nuclear war where kids hiding under desks.
Yeah.
You know, that was like the drill. Like that was a drill. You know,
above ground nuclear testing.
The difference, yeah, of course, is the information feed we have today makes everything that's bad seem so much worse, and there's so much more of it because we get bombarded about the same thing if it sells ratings, and then they switch stories when ratings starts going down, mm-hmm, if you're wondering how they pick them, everybody. And then it's, you know, it's just constantly switching, and you feel like, the end of the world. It's not like bad news is unique to our times, everybody. How we get that news is what's become increasingly unique. So, time, not timing. If you're younger and you're putting money away, believe it. If you're older and you're in the phase of preserving your wealth or taking an income from your wealth, pass this lesson on to your children and your grandchildren. It is invaluable. We're going to take our break of the hour here. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on Sound Advice on Speak Out.
Not just the break of the hour.
I think this is the best one. That's why I defined it that way.
It is.
This is the best break of the hour.
Kind of changing it up. We focus so much on music and finance that I wanted to pick Eric Clapton today because this date in history, check this out, 2004, Eric Clapton was suspended from driving in France after being caught speeding at 134 miles per hour in his Porsche 911 Turbo near Mersul. You know what the fine was?
No.
750 euro, or 515 pounds. Here's the funny part. His UK license was confiscated, but after paying his fine, Clapton posed for photographs with French police and then left the scene in his Porsche with his secretary behind the wheel. How classic is that?
Pays to be slow hand.
Right. Oh, absolutely. The legend, right?
That's it.
Back with more in a moment. Brian Springberg, Sound Advice. And I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got some birthdays on this date, too. Famous musicians.
Oh, cool.
There's only like three of them, but they're the most notable. So back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet, and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management. Thank you very much, Mr. Springberg. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Glad I love the shirt, by the way. You got a Bob Marley shirt on. That you wore that just for today, right?
Yeah, man.
Was that in the office, too?
Was that? Well, I have a short day today, so I was in the office,
nice,
but didn't have any appointments, and so I was running around and doing my thing. I actually have meetings out of town with one of my investment companies starting tomorrow, so I am out of here this afternoon.
I'm just thinking.
And then I'm going to go get my learning on over the weekend.
I'm just thinking our favorite financial management person or certified financial planner wears a Bob Marley shirt to the office. That's just epic.
I know. I don't.
Also,
I'm proud of it, and that is me. But then again, I feel kind of like a stereotype for my age group.
Also, Better Business Bureau. Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane 928-7063. 2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And our newest sponsor, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. I haven't told you this one yet, but their website, I want to know how long Kevin's had this, LaughlinNevada.net.
Wow.
So you search for Laughlin, Nevada. I'm pretty sure that's coming up in the top third,
sweet,
right?
Sweet.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you so much to our sponsors who obviously have above average intelligence because they're advertising on this show.
That's all it takes. So the other thing that a lesson I like to talk about, especially right now. Now, we've asked and talked about gold in the past, and I've always explain that from my perspective, it's speculative. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that the variables that contribute to its fluctuations, many of them are outside of our control and make, like many things, but in that case, it's, you know, supply, how much are they producing randomly, tied again into global and geopolitical events that can cause changes one way or the other. Things that there's just no way to foresee. But sometimes when we are concerned about inflation in an exceeding manner, or, you know, really unstable environments politically around the world and other factors, it may make some sense. The key, though, is to sell it when it goes up. Typically, unless you're planning on passing it on to your kids or grandkids or something along those lines, because there are no dividends. There is no interest. You buy it for X, you sell it for Y, that's it. And I bring it up because I have an example of, well, what happens if over like a 10-year period the stock market doesn't go up, meaning that the S&P 500 is one value and 10 years later it's the same value. That has happened, by the way. If we go back from 1967 to 1978, happened. If we go from more recent memory, 1999 to 2007, also didn't go up. But how did people make money in the markets if that index didn't go up? Well, the example is this. If we just use the U.S. market as the S&P 500 and dividends from those companies were reinvested to buy more shares instead of being taken out, if you had put 10 grand in at the from 1967 to 1978 with dividends reinvested, you actually would have had 15,174 instead of just your 10 grand at the end of the 10-year period, because dividends, profits from those companies were reinvested to buy more shares, even though the shares you bought did not increase in value. If we go from 99 to 2007, more modest, your 10 grand only grew to 11,409. And again, I'm just using the index. If you were in an actively managed fund that focused on U.S. large cap stocks, large company stocks, odds are you did much better than that. Probably looking 10 grand, growing more to 17 or 18 grand from 67 to 78, even though the share prices in the market was flat. And from 99 to 2007, more modest because of the severity of the downturn, of how things underperformed, 10 grand still grew to 14,537. So it is possible, if you're investing for the share prices to go down, the value of your account to go down, but when you look at the number of shares you own, even though you haven't put in any more money, you own more shares. And that can be powerful, especially in volatile or downward trajectory times. That's why when I talk about things like gold or anything static that doesn't provide, you know, raw land, doesn't provide an interest or a return or a revenue, you have to be very sensitive to what your objective is. And if you see some appreciation, you got to give some thought, integrating, of course, tax planning and what your needs are, into if it makes sense to go ahead and sell it at that time rather than wait because you feel so good about it, only to see, of course, the price eventually to go back down. We're going to take our next break of the hour. It's our second best break. We'll be right back here on Sound Advice and Speak Out.
I love playing this song, by the way. You ought to try this one at home.
Okay, right? On the kids. Is it easy?
I Can't Stand It. Yeah, by Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
By Eric Clapton. Great song. It's got a lot of different variations in it and lead-ins. Anyway, birthdays today. 1958, born in 1958, Thomas Dolby.
Oh, Blinded Me With Science.
Blinded Me With Science.
Which, by the way,
was produced by Joni Mitchell.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
But to my point, listen to his album, The Flat Earth. That song, Blinded Me With Science, is, I don't like that song. I dislike that song.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Listen, but Thomas Dolby?
Yeah, he's a genius.
Is great.
Oh, yeah.
So don't
yeah.
judge him if you remember right. that movie and you remember that song.
Yeah.
That is not Thomas Dolby.
Right.
Check it out.
All right, other birthdays. Natalie Maines from The Chicks, formerly The Dixie Chicks, born in 1974. And Usher, 1978. I'm like, really, dude? I was like in eighth grade by then.
Yeah, you were shaving for a year.
No,
time
I was shaving when I was like 29 or 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a
baby. Maybe that was me.
I had a baby face. All right, back with more in a moment. Don't forget the Steve March Torme concert, free October 24th. That's a Sunday night at 6:30, London Bridge Stage. Free, as in free 99.
Awesome.
Yes, bring a lawn chair and anything that you want to snack on or a cooler or that sort of thing. But great tunes. He's got a band coming in from L.A. They're doing a lot of jazz standards. Going to be a great show on a Sunday night. Free at 6:30, October 24th. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We're back on Speak Out. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK, CPA, LLC, SamsGuns.com. Dude, have you seen Sam lately? His guns, man. It's like working out at the gym, hitting the heavy bag. He's got some serious guns now. Herb's Herbs, Sun Powered by SMA Electric, by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty. Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. And here's a here's another announcement I need to make, Brian. I promised Nikki over the next few days I would announce this. But you're invited, yes, you,
okay,
to the 50th anniversary gala dinner hosted by Mayor Cal Sheehy. All proceeds go to the Havasu Museum of History. Saturday, October 30th, 5:30, London Bridge Resort Convention Center. And it's cocktails with traditional British fare. So there's roast beef.
Bangers and mash?
No, roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Oh.
Yeah, I think, are bangers and mash British or Irish?
British, I think.
Or Scottish? What is it? They said
Welsh, or perhaps Welsh.
I Married an Axe Murderer was most Scottish food is based on a dare. You remember that line? This is one of the best lines ever.
No, but that's funny.
All right. Anyway, that is $50 per person. Saturday, October 30th, 5:30. Go to the Chamber website, and there is a click here to purchase ticket link at the website. So there you go.
So a lot of people have 401ks lingering around, or you're going to. You're going to have your retirement plan, and you're going to have to decide what to do. I'm going to give you some ideas that you may want to consider when you're examining your options, because your options are, some cases, leave your assets where they are with your 401k. You'll want to examine the fees there versus moving it. You're also going to want to examine investment options at the 401k, because typically it's limited to what that 401k offers, and make sure that fits your new risk profile now that you're retired, and then also weigh if the benefit of having an advisor, if you do get those assets rolled into your name and away from your old company, is going to, of course, be helpful in your big picture of your financial plan. So, a couple reminders, and most people do know this, but just want to be sure. Remember, if you take the lump sum from your 401k, if you roll it to an IRA, there are no taxes. There are no penalties. You don't touch the money. Now, typically the checks made out to the new investment for benefit of, you know, FBO, your name. So it would say, blank investments, FBO, Paul Lavoie. And that's where it's made, and it gets sent directly there or to you, and then you forward it or give it to your advisor to forward to where it's going. If, in fact, you cash out, keep in mind that that's taxable. Keep in mind that if you're under 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty from the IRS.
There's more than that, right?
No.
Is there the 35%?
No.
No?
Nope. Taxable is income and 10% penalty.
Okay.
So your bracket plus 10. And also, mandatorily, by law, before they send it to you, they're going to withhold 20%. Now, that 20% goes towards the taxes you owe and the penalty, so it all comes out in the wash anyway. But just understand, they're not going to send you your all your money, as opposed to rolling it directly to an IRA where they would. And so keep that in mind. If you do happen to receive the money by accident made out to you, you have 60 days to get that money invested into another retirement plan or an IRA to avoid taxes and a penalty, and you'll just have to show proof that you did so. But you can do that, and you get 60 days to go ahead and make sure that that's the case. You can also consider going directly to a Roth IRA from your 401k, meaning that you go from an account that all the income down the road is going to be taxable to an account to where everything you pull out, as long as you wait 5 years or age 59 and a half, all of it comes out tax-free. But the year you convert it, the year you change your deductible 401k or IRA to a Roth, that amount of money is included in your taxable income for that year. So if you've got, you didn't have a great year on your income, or maybe you had some losses, it's a good year to consider converting some of your money to a Roth if it's not going to really cost you much or anything at all from a tax perspective. What you invest your money into is a totally different subject. Money market, CD, annuities, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, individual stocks, all of that is available to you in the investment universe. Again, what you should be going into is a combination of what your financial goals are and what your personal risk tolerance as an investor is. And those things combined, when done correctly, can often give you some peace of mind and get you into a position to where you can start using that money as it was always intended, which is to help out your quality of life financially in retirement. You just want to be sure you navigate and make some good decisions on that, because taxable is part of every equation with our money, right? In other words, I remind you, returns are what your investment makes minus taxes, minus inflation, minus fees, and that is your bottom line. So you can never say an investment is better than another one just because it had a better gross return. You need to understand what the net return after everything is said and done is. And I don't care if it's an investment in the market or if in the bank or your rental income from real estate, whatever it is, it always fits that bill. So you're going to want to have, being closer and closer to pay attention. One of the themes we've been talking about on the show was inflation. And interestingly enough, as I said, the economic experts were talking more and more about it being temporary. Well, remember I also said, but they're subject to be wrong. And in my opinion, I was kind of questioning how temporary it was going to be. And increasingly, I am questioning that.
Especially from the supply side, which we have talked about with the port in Long Beach, and the we talked about the ships, the container ships.
Yeah, floating.
Floating off the coast. My question, Brian, is this. I mean, yeah, you could blame the Biden administration, but how much of it comes down to the transportation secretary? All of the, and the move that he made, President Biden, you know, the announcement that they're going to extend the hours and this, why couldn't that have been done months ago?
Right. So, you know, but yeah, my response to that, first of all, is what has the Biden administration done to cause this?
Well, it's not really a cause. It's not a blame thing that I'm saying. I'm saying it's been happening. Why not just make that happen
with? I just make the point. Because
if you can do it now, why not do it then?
The way you phrased it, and the cause has been in the works since whatever March or February last year when this pandemic started, and we see the fruition of this happening, and you know, all the big picture topics I've talked about on the show about,
right,
you know, people leaving the workforce in droves and still doing it,
but
even though there's not compensation there. So if there's less workers in the distribution lines doing it, then you're going to have that. That is combined with the fact that I haven't verified this, but I read that 40% of all the money in the economy right now has been printed in the last 2 years.
Wow.
And that is the thing that a lot of people forget. If you were to take the billions and billions and billions that went to businesses in the form of PPP loans, some of which needed it, most of which did not.
Extended unemployment, same thing.
To a much lesser extent,
yes,
but added to the equation, you know, mm-hmm, for sure, $300, $600 a week for, you know, a certain amount of people, you know, in Lake Havasu City, you know, what was the number? 50 million, 80 million, 100 million of PPP loans were given out.
Right.
I don't know what the number is, but I can tell you it's big.
It was significant.
And
yeah,
so you spread that around the United States.
Multiply that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you start thinking, how is it that we have this problem? Well, if you've got manufacturing lines that got shut down for a big part of last year, it takes a while to ramp up. You've got people not working in those jobs that do that. And you've got businesses and people with a ridiculous amount of liquidity, cash, mm-hmm, to buy stuff, then equals inflation. Make sense? And so stimulating those things in so many ways with all this fiscal policy, it's helped create this environment. Now, to your question, I would agree. It's like, well, why weren't they pushing for FedEx to extend hours and UPS and all these different things before a couple days ago?
Right.
You know, tough question, right? Because on one hand, there's the argument that says government should stay out of private enterprise and let it unfold the way it is. And then the other hand, you go, you know, it's like, well, why weren't they interfering sooner so that we could, you know, get our, you know, TVs quicker or whatever it is we're looking to do? That's a hard question because I hear you. I'm like, well, why weren't they addressing this sooner? But I also kind of come from, I don't want them any more involved than they are. The other thing that's coming is that in November, they're going to really start cutting back on, like we were talking about, some of their real lenient fiscal policy and feeding so much money into the system. Well, the irony is that being what they should be doing from a conservative fiscal philosophy is probably not going to be a positive thing for the stock market. So there are definitely some challenges. And again, the market knows this. The market's up almost 2% today, even in light of the fact that they're trying to figure out what's going to happen with, you know, tax policy from the Biden administration.
Right.
You know, what's it actually going to look like? And again, in the scheme of things, net, is that going to, that typically isn't a positive thing for corporate earnings. So all of that's going into the equation right now, and we're still finding ourselves, you know, volatile, but nevertheless, the market's doing really well.
You know, and to be fair, Brian, that Long Beach port has been a choke point for, I would say, at least two presidents. I have friends in the railroad that know how much that's been backed up, you know, for many, 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 many years.
So
it's just now, it's like a perfect storm now. And that's just one element.
That's exactly, that's what I guess I was getting to, and that's the perfect, it is the perfect storm.
Right.
You know, our barometer is off the charts.
Right.
Never seen it before. No, that's not true, but still. Pretty wild.
Right.
So last break here, I think.
Yes.
We're going to be back in just a few minutes here on Sound Advice and Speak Out. If you got something you'd like to chime in about, please give a call, ask a question. Happy to help out.
This is actually the break of the hour because of the disclaimer afterward.
Oh, okay.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Eric Clapton, our featured musical artist, you will.
Of the day.
All right.
Love it.
Stay with us.
The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3 FM and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned therein. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. Sage Point Financial is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in here are independent of Sage Point Financial.
All right, welcome back to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. By the way, all the hubbub on Main Street, here's what it's about. We had the interview yesterday with the UTV World Championship COO Josh Martelli. That's the tech inspection he was talking about going on today on Main Street. So somebody said the announcer sounded just like me, and I'm like, wow, they couldn't hire anything better than that.
Ouch.
So, anyway, so that was the thought.
But just the sound, not the content.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's the spirit that sells you, Paul, not that voice. It's people can sense.
Well, if the guy has a face for radio, he definitely wants to hide in the shack when he does all the announcements. So there you go.
So, other quick lesson to keep in mind, and I know you know this, but I want to remind you. So again, using same fund, this fund's been around for 87 years, and large American U.S. stocks is what it focuses. And so it doesn't always do this, and not all of them do, but, you know, this is a pretty good lesson to be reminded of. This fund's been around 87 years. If you had put your money in for 1 year, each calendar year, 67% of those calendar years over the last 87 years, you would have had a positive return. So, you know, your odds are, you know, 2 out of 3, right?
3 to 1.
3 to 1. 3 year periods, meaning you invested for 3 years, calendar years. Out of all those years, you would have been positive 87% of the time. 5 years, 93% of the time. 10 years, 100% of the time. The lesson is when you hear the conversation about invest for the long term, I bring it up because several times a week right now, I am getting emails and phone calls and you know, conversations with clients about, hey, I've got some extra cash laying around. I'm making hardly anything at all in the bank. What can I do? And my question, of course, is, when do you want it back? 6 months, they say. 12 months, they say. 18 months. And I'm like, yeah, we got to be extremely careful about investing it, if we invest it at all. Why? Well, 1 year returns, 67% of the time positive. 3 year returns, now you're into the 87%. 5 years, you're in the mid 95%. That is why we don't know what's coming in the ultra short term, but over time, history has shown, we don't know the future will be this way, but we do know it certainly worked out when we've left money to its own devices and done the right thing with it. That's it for this week. Everybody, enjoy the beautiful weather. Get out there, enjoy, support small, your local businesses, and we'll catch you again next week here on Sound Advice and Speak Out.
Perfect. Go out with some Hoochie Coochie Man by Eric Clapton. Love that song, by the way. You'll hear it next Wednesday at the Flying X Saloon with Black Cat X. All right, on tomorrow's show, we've got Terrence Concannon from Go Lake Havasu, Mike Bonney from GDK CPA. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.